This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 29. Hospitality? Our reading comes from Judges chapter 19. When they were near Jebus and the day was almost gone, the servant said to his master, "Come, let's stop at this city of the Jebusites and spend the night there." His master replied, "No, we won't go into any city whose people are not Israelites. We will go on to Gibeah." He added, "Come, let's try to reach Gibeah or Ramah the same night in one of those places." So they went on, and the sun set as they neared Gibeah and Benjamin. There they stopped to spend the night. They went and sat in the city square, but no one took them in for the night. That evening, an old man from the hill country of Ephraim, who was living in Gibeah, the inhabitants of the place were Benjaminites, came in from his work in the fields. When he looked and saw the traveler in the city square, the old man asked, "Where are you going? Where did you come from?" He answered, "We are on our way from Bethlehem in Judah to a remote area in the hill country of Ephraim where I live. I've been to Bethlehem in Judah, and now I'm going to the house of the Lord. No one has taken me in for the night. We have both straw and fodder for our donkeys, and bread and wine for ourselves, your servants. Me, the woman, and the young man with us. We don't need anything." "You are welcome at my house," the old man said. "Let me supply whatever you need. Only don't spend the night in the square." So he took him into his house and fed his donkeys. After they had washed their feet, they had something to eat and drink. While they were enjoying themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house. Pounding on the door, they shouted to the old man who owned the house, "Bring out the man who came to your house so we can have sex with him." The owner of the house went outside and said to them, "No, my friends, don't be so vile. Since this man is my guest, don't do this outrageous thing. Look, here is my virgin daughter and his concubine. I will bring them out to you now, and you can use them and do to them whatever you wish. But as for this man, don't do such an outrageous thing." But the men would not listen to him. So the man took his concubine and sent her outside to them. And they raped her and abused her throughout the night, and at dawn they let her go. At daybreak, the woman went back to the house where her master was staying, fell down at the door, and lay there until daylight. When her master got up in the morning and opened the door of the house and stepped out to continue on his way, there lay his concubine, fallen in the doorway of the house, with her hands on the threshold. He said to her, "Get up, let's go." But there was no answer. Then the man put her on his donkey and set out for home. When he reached home, he took a knife and cut up his concubine, limb by limb, into 12 parts, and sent them into all the areas of Israel. Everyone who saw it was saying to one another, "Such a thing has never been seen or done. Not since the day the Israelites came up out of Egypt. Just imagine. We must do something, so speak up." The old man in Gibeah showed hospitality to the visitors, a Levite, his concubine, and his servant, by taking them into his home. And when wicked men surrounded the house at night and wanted to rape the Levite, the old man defended his guest, but then offered them his daughter and the concubine. The outlaws still wanted the Levite, so to save himself, he handed them his concubine. The men abused her all night, and she died on the doorstep. Then, when the Levite found his concubine dead in the morning, he took her body home, cut the body in pieces, and sent them throughout the land. What? We learn later that this became a call for punishment against the wicked men of Gibeah. What are we to think of all this? When people do only what's right in their own eyes, things go from bad to worse and even worse. Eventually, this mayhem leads to a civil war in which the people of God fight and kill one another. The old man mixed hospitality with an utter lack of respect for his daughter and the concubine, and the Levite sent his concubine to her death. Women were treated horribly in those days, and wild gangs did as they pleased. God's word, however, called everyone to love their neighbor. No one should treat others so cruelly. Let us thank God today for our good King, Jesus Christ, who rules compassionately and firmly through the Holy Spirit. Pray with me. Lord and King, help us to love all our neighbors as you have loved us. Save us from inhospitality. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.